Getting our brains into gear now on Sunday morning with Jack Whaley-Cohen. Jack devises the questions and appears on the BBC show Only Connect, and he's the author of the Big Pub Quiz book. Hello again, Jack. Good morning from us.
Good morning to you, or it's the evening where I am, but very good to be back with you, Jim, as always.
Nice to have you back. We had various spoonerism and malapropism suggestions come in from people after we started with them last week. Now, Frank Paul seems to be the master of these, and he comes on with you on Only Connect, doesn't he?
So he was a contestant in Only Connect Series 13. His team were the champions, and he's just an astonishingly clever, a sort of Lewis Carroll for the modern ages. He's been referred to as just like the most amazing brain.
I came across one of his delicate followers. Greet gentlemen from France. Frail henchman, hail Frenchman. I'm not sure where the delight in these comes from, but people are intrigued by them. I did find a decent hard pub quiz in Cosmopolitan with a couple of curly questions in it for you. Shall we give it a go?
Let's try. I'm feeling a bit nervous but since you said they're difficult ones, but let's see.
How many breeds of elephant are there?
Oh, well, I know that one. I think it's three, isn't it? Well, three species of elephant.
Three species of elephant, yes. The bush, the African.
The African Indian and the African forest elephant, is that right? It was relatively recently identified.
Correct. Three. This is one to shame you. The longest river in the UK, please.
Oh, no. I think it's the river. I should just know this without even thinking. I think it's the River Severn.
Yes, you're right. 354 kilometres, and the Thames is only 346. It's a close run thing. And the last one, what trial of strength, this should be easy actually, was an Olympic sport up until 1920 and really should be again?
I don't know, but I'm hoping it's arm wrestling.
It's in that area. It's tug of war.
Ah, okay. Yeah, of course. There's a great question about tug of war, which is in which sporting event does the winning team travel backwards and the losing team travel forwards?
Yeah, it's good. Imagine a final China versus the US. Think of the ratings. What are you going to throw at us this week, please?
So I've got quite a hard question for the listeners, but I thought we'd start with something a bit lighter. Have you ever come across the concept of Tom Swifties?
Tom Swifties, no.
I think you'll like them. It's one of the most fun word games that I've ever come across. So the idea of a Tom Swiftie is that you give a phrase that someone has said and a way in which Tom or any person said it. So for example, you might have, I used to be an airline pilot, Tom explained. I'm just filling out my insurance form, he claimed. The wordplay can get very, very intricate if you wanted to.
Nice. So we'll see what ones the listeners can come up with. All right. Now, the actual Jack Whaley-Cohen question, 2101, first correct texter wins the books. What have you got for us?
I think this is really hard, but as always, I have confidence that the listeners will get it right. So it's a geography question. We're looking for four countries. And as always, when we say countries, we mean fully independent UN member states in their own right. We're looking for four countries whose name ends with a unique letter. So the last letter of the spelling of the country's normal English language name has to be a letter that no other country ends with. So it's no good saying New Zealand, because obviously you've got Ireland or Iceland or all sorts of other countries ending with a D. There are only four countries whose name ends with a letter that no other country's name ends with. And that's hard, but I think we'll get there eventually.
I can think of one straight off, and I'm sure that's the only one I can think of off the top of my head. It's probably what everyone else is thinking of too. Okay, four countries whose names end with a unique letter that no other country has in its name, or that no other country has ending its name, correct?
That's right. It ends with a letter that no other country name ends with.
That is a tall order and very hard to Google, so well done. We'll be back with you shortly, Jack, and find out what all four of those countries are.
Excellent. Let's see if anyone gets it.
Yeah, there's a possibility that no one will. I don't know if I've ever said that before. In that case, we'll give the books to the person who's closest. Never underestimate the Sunday morning audience. I'm just writing that out 10 times. We do have a winner. In fact, we got a winner fairly swiftly. Not many winners, but we got a winner. Gotten Manga of, hang on, somewhere in Wellington. Well done. Congratulations. Congratulations, Gotham. And Jack Whaley-Cohen is back with us. Jack, this was difficult.
It is a difficult one, but I'm very pleased that at least some people have managed to get all four of them.
After a while. So the one we probably all first thought of was Iraq. The other three had people foxed in the main and for a long time. So what are the four countries, please? Can you go through it again?
Yeah, I can. So we're looking for four countries whose name ends with a unique letter. The last letter of this country is one that no other country ends with. And it's hard because you think of one and then you wonder whether you've actually managed to think of all the other possible countries and identify that it's unique.
Yes.
The other unique ones, along with Iraq, which you got, Jim, are Bangladesh with an H on the end, Denmark with a K on the end, and Luxembourg with a G on the end. So those are the answers. Iraq, Bangladesh, Denmark, and Luxembourg.
It was a good one, Jack. And it really exercised brains on a Sunday morning. Thank you so much. Enjoy the next week, and we'll talk to you again in 7 days' time.
I look forward to that. Thanks, Jim. Bye for now.
Jack Whaley-Cohen.